Welcome to the Winning Everyday Podcast, a place where faith meets daily living. Each day, we take a few moments to reflect on God's Word, gain spiritual insight, and receive encouragement to help you live victoriously. No matter what today brings, remember, God's wisdom and grace are here to carry you through.
Good morning, beloved, and welcome to Winning Everyday Podcast. I'm so glad you're here today. Take a deep breath, settle your heart, and let's step into God's presence together. Today's devotional is titled, Being a Godly Influence, and our Bible text from Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 to 16, which says, Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Let me begin with a powerful true life story from the Bible. In 2 Kings chapter 5, there was a young servant girl, unnamed, unnoticed, and taken captive from Israel into Syria. She had no platform, no title, no influence by the world's standards. Yet, in her master's house, she spoke just a simple sentence. If only my master would see the prophet in Samaria, he would cure him of his leprosy. That one statement changed everything. Naaman, a great commander, found healing because of the quiet but godly influence of a young girl. Think about that. She didn't preach a sermon. She didn't hold a microphone. But her life and her words pointed someone to God. Beloved, influence is not about position, it's about impact. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 14, You are the light of the world, not you will be, you are. That means wherever you go today, your workplace, your school, your business, your family, you carry light. But let me ask you, what kind of influence are you carrying? When people encounter you, do they feel closer to God or further away? Does your life point others to Christ or to confusion? A godly influence is not loud, it is consistent. It shows up in your character, your decisions, your words, and even your silence. The Bible says in Proverbs 27 verse 17, Iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. That means your presence should sharpen, uplift, and refine others. You don't need a crowd to make a difference. You just need obedience. That servant girl didn't know her words would lead to a miracle. She simply spoke truth in love, and God used it. So today, your kindness matters. Your integrity matters. Your faith matters. Even when no one is clapping, heaven is watching. As you go today, I speak over your life. You will not lose your light in dark places in Jesus' name. Your life will become a beacon of hope to many. God will use your voice, your actions, and your presence to bring healing and direction to others. Wherever you go today, you will carry divine influence in Jesus' name. Beloved, let me ask you again, who is watching your life right now? Who might be waiting for your courage to speak about God? What small step can you take today to reflect Christ more clearly? Here's your encouragement. You may feel insignificant, but God uses the little things to produce great results. Remember Zechariah chapter 4, verse 10. Do not despise the day of small beginnings. Time for reflection. Take a moment today and ask yourself, am I influencing people toward God or away from Him? What habits or attitudes do I need to change to reflect Christ better? Actions for the day. Today, intentionally be a godly influence. Speak a word of encouragement to someone. Show kindness where it's not expected. Stand for truth even when it's uncomfortable. Let your life preach louder than your words. Beloved, the world doesn't just need more voices, it needs more light. And you are that light. Don't hide it. Don't dim it. Let it shine boldly, because someone's breakthrough might be connected to your obedience. As we close, let's take our confession of faith for the day together. Declare this confidently with me. I am the light of the world. I carry God's presence everywhere I go. My life reflects Christ in my words, actions, and thoughts. I influence others positively and lead them closer to God. Today, I shine boldly and unapologetically in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we appreciate you for your word today. Thank you for making us the light of the world. Lord, we ask that you help us to live as true reflections of your love and truth. Use us today as vessels of influence. Touch lives through us, speak through us, and let our actions glorify you. Guide every listener today, protect them, and cause their lives to shine brightly for your kingdom. Thank you for answering us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining today's devotional on Winning Everyday Podcast. If this message blessed you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with someone who needs it. And don't forget to download your own copy of Bible in a Year, a daily Bible reading plan for 1 year on our website. If you will like us to pray for you, send your prayer requests to prayers@isaacmell.com. You can also support the works of this ministry by giving Use the Give button on our site. May God bless you as you do so in Jesus' name. As you go out today, be a godly influence. Shine your light. Have a victorious day ahead.
You're tuned into the Winning Everyday Podcast.
Winning Everyday Devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today.
Every morning brings a new sunrise. Open your heart, open your eyes.